Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. You know, I always love, I've been doing this show for how long now? About a year and a half. And I always love listening to that opening music because it really is about making a decision to do something right. And that's what we talk about on this show. It's about making decisions to do things that are less toxic so that you have better health and we take care of the environment and that we're supporting life. This is all, everything we talk about on the show is life supporting as opposed to life destructing. And I just read something this morning about how that we don't need to be afraid of things that appear to be dangerous if we know what to do to overcome them. And we can hear about toxic chemicals in the news all the time, or, you know, it just sounds like we live in such a dangerous world. But if we know what to do, if we know that we can make a different choice and choose something that is less toxic, if we know that we can remove those toxic chemicals from our body and how to do these things, it's not such a dangerous world. It may still be toxic. It may still be harmful to other people that don't know how to take care of themselves. It's certainly harmful to the environment. So we absolutely need to clean up the world. We absolutely need to handle and remove all the toxic chemicals that we possibly can. But each of us don't need to be afraid that we're going to be sick and die and have less quality of life, even though that's happening all around us, because there is enough information that if you do the things that we talk about on the show and on my website, that you can have a healthy, happy life. And it's totally, totally possible. So that's why I do this show every day, every weekday. And that's why we have shows in the archives so that you can get all this information and hear all these inspiring people who are making the world a less toxic place to live. And now I'll get off my soapbox and we'll talk about, well, soap, actually. We're going to be talking about cleaning products, non-toxic cleaning products. My guest today is Mary Allen. She's the co-owner of Savvy Green with her partner, Rita Knorr. They're based right here in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is right next to me in Clearwater, Florida. And they have a new brand of fragrance-free household cleaning products that are also designed with the environment in mind. Thanks for being on the show, Mary.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you for your show and sharing all the information that you do with
Tell us, are you hearing me okay? I'm hearing some static and stuff on the line.
Yes, I hear you okay.
Okay, good. So, Mary, tell us how you, well, I know, first of all, you had an environmental interest. So why don't you tell us about how you're interested in living in a less toxic way, and then tell us about how you and Rita started your company.
Well, for me personally, living as simply and environmentally conscientious as possible, mainly because it started, you know, I did used to travel a lot. I still do travel some, but, you know, when you travel around the world and you see what's happening to our environment, you know, globally, it really makes you think about, you know, where we live. So many rules and regulations are revolved around what we eat and drink anymore. But yet you don't hear so much about what goes on inside our homes. You know, it's starting to be more important as you're focusing on. But, I really think that what goes on around our home is not as dominant in, you know, in what you hear out there anymore.
Well, I would say in comparison to hearing about environmental issues in the news, hearing about the toxic dangers right inside our homes and consumer products is not given as much attention.
Right. And that's what's so interesting to me because, I'm really interested in safe, being safe in what I eat and what I use. And so, you know, I want to know what's in the products, and it's interesting to me that so many of the products out there aren't regulated, that so many companies just can put whatever ingredients they want into products, which is really interesting to me. So I don't know all the rules and regulations. I'm not claiming that I do, But it is interesting to me that there isn't as much focus with what we do use inside the home, especially in cleaning products.
Well, I think that needs to change. I think, actually, that every product should list every ingredient. And Walmart is actually coming up to be demanding that in the next few years from all their vendors, which I think is a great step in the right direction. It just should be every product, the consumer should be able to know what's in it.
Exactly. And I totally agree with you. So, that's right. Yeah, I think a lot of companies are getting on board with it, and Whole Foods has really been a very important leader in calling out ingredients that, you know, that they don't want to sell in their products. And so I think that's really a good thing for all of us.
Good. So then tell us a little bit about your life before you decided to do this this company, this new company.
Well, I started at a young age. My family was in the grocery business, and so and very entrepreneurial. And that really got me started on my path, basically. I did work, as a kid. I worked with my dad in his store. And it really got me interested in product and things that people wanted to buy and what sold. And then from there, you know, after I got out of school, it was sort of interesting that I ended up working with someone in a specialty store and got really hooked into retailing, in merchandising. And so my career started in buying for a specialty store in Jacksonville. And so I've always lived in Florida. But from there, I worked for department stores and then got more involved in product development, packaging. And then most recently, for the past 20 years, I worked for Bell's department stores, and Bell's outlet stores here in the Tampa Bay.
I know Bell's department store.
Yeah,
Bell's is it's actually a great place to get really cheap clothes. And that there a lot of times I find natural fiber things there, so that's good.
Well, it's a great local privately held company.
Yeah,
and their department stores are only in Florida, but their outlet stores are actually all over the country. So it's just great that a local family owned company is still in business, because it's tough to compete against the big, you know, the bigger box stores.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But anyway, it was a great foundation for my background. I ended up getting into the hard lines area, which are things like home goods and gourmet foods, you know, things that people would buy for gifts or for their home. And so a lot of that involved product development, packaging, traveling globally, looking for products for our stores, especially for our Florida lifestyle. But basically, mostly hard lines. But it really got me involved in testing, because, you know, so many of our home goods now, before they come into the country and go out, they're all tested, believe it or not. You know, they're tested for lead. They're tested, like candles are tested for lead, ceramics, things like that. So yeah. I got very involved in the whole testing process as a merchandise manager eventually over a group of buyers. And traveling around, you know, we did so much importing and bringing our own products, developing our own products. So I was very conscientious about bringing in the very best that we could, making sure everything tested well, that, you know, that we were being safe and responsible in what we were bringing in. And so that sort of got me on this whole testing thing. And
let me ask you a question. As somebody who shops at Bell's Outlet, I have no idea that you were doing all of that. I had no idea the safety that you were going through. So how come they don't say we test all our products and things like that? We've only got about 15 seconds for you to answer that.
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but I guess mainly because a lot of it is actually customs regulations. So customs wants to be sure that you bring in all of these products that we tested for, Prop 65 in California, especially for lead. Because especially for kids' items, too, you have to be so cautious.
I didn't know there were customs rules about that. I want to hear more about that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mary Allen. We're actually going to be talking about her new line of cleaning products that are fragrance-free and benefit the environment. But she's got some other interesting things to tell us. We'll hear more about when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mary Allen. She's a co-owner of Savvy Green, and they have a new brand of fragrance-free household cleaning products that are also designed with the environment in mind. Mary, so could you just tell us a little more about the customs regulations you were just talking about? They're required to be tested?
Well,
products are required to get through customs?
A lot of things that do come into the country do need to be tested and make it through based on our customs brokers rules, and that a lot of and that customs does require. But you know, the rules have changed so much. It's been a few years since I've been involved in the importing, so I don't want to speak to what the customs regulations are right now. But I can tell you that we are, as a country, very conscientious about you know, lead in products, and that's why you see any more things being recalled from companies, because there may have been too much lead in a product. But we did test for that, and so all of these details really made for my background and the beginning that really helped me with Savvy Green, because of the merchandising, because of the packaging, the product development, the marketing background that I had with between Bell's department stores and Bell's outlet stores, and then before that, the department stores. So, you know, that attention to detail really helps me, helped me with this process of building a new brand and focusing on things that are important to me with the brand. And my partner, Rita Knorr, because she has always been an early adapter of living this lifestyle and healthy choices. So it's really been a big part of Savvy Green.
So tell us how the two of you met and what made you decide to start this company.
Well, we actually we met in yoga class, but we've become very good friends. We live in St. Petersburg, Florida. Rita and her husband, Rick, are neighbors, so, you know, we're friends and neighbors. We practice yoga. Rita is a yoga teacher. She has many years of engineering. She was 25 years in engineering and really interested in how things work and how to improve and be live an environmentally, you know, sustainable lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So Rita actually, so we met through all of that, and then the way Savvy Green sort of got started was she was making her own, Rita was making her own laundry detergent in her kitchen, and she would make this laundry detergent that she would put in glass jars and give to friends as gifts.
Now, what motivated her to do that? I mean, I know that a lot of people, like, I make my own cleaning products, but I don't make my own laundry detergent. So do you know why she decided that she felt like she needed to make her own instead of use laundry detergents that were on the market?
Oh, well, first of all, she's always interested in how things work and how to be more sustainable. So, you know, of course she wanted to figure out, and from her background as an engineer, it made her want to figure out how to be greener and cleaner, as well as try and help change other people's lifestyles in that regard. She actually had seen, and there's a picture, I wish I could show the picture on the radio show, but she actually had seen a laundromat in our area, and it had piles of these plastic jugs on the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds, maybe 1,000 of these plastic jugs on the roof of the laundromat. And these are, of course, liquid laundry detergents.
Right.
Well, liquid laundry detergents are predominantly water, and so the carbon footprint of liquid laundry detergents is much higher because it's mostly water, and so shipping water is not, predominantly water is not the best use of our resources.
No.
So that got Rita, involved in the powder and doing some research to find, good recipes for the powder. Well, I would go over to her house and, you know, she would be, you know, at her kitchen counter. And the next thing you know, I'm helping her, you know, grate soap. And, you know, before her husband could even walk in the kitchen, you know, there's like piles of powder all over the kitchen. So she's, you know, me with my background in merchandising and retailing and product development, you know, I'm thinking, wow, Rita, you could really do something with your laundry detergent. And so that's sort of how it got started. She, you know, we talked about selling it maybe at one of the Saturday morning markets, you know, green markets that we had. And then she told me this name that she had thought of, Savvy Green. And, of course, with my product development and brand management background, I have a sense that I just loved the name Savvy Green. I loved everything about it because savvy is smart and green is how we want to live, and we wanted to be clean, so that's sort of how Smart Green Clean came along because of Savvy Green. And so from there, you know, then I got we both got excited about Savvy Green and expanding on her how to expand her powdered laundry detergent.
Well, I've been using your laundry detergent, and it works really well, and it has absolutely no fragrance. What made you decide to not put a fragrance in it?
Well, you know, so many, including myself, I'm not a big, you know, even though I've been in home goods, for some reason I sense in candles and in potpourri have had a tendency to make me not feel so great. And so many people, you know, I know are allergic to certain fragrances. And so we both, and plus so many fragrances are artificial. You know, there are very, very few natural fragrances out there. You know, there are essential oils, but, you know, they're out there. But so many are artificial. So we didn't want to.
They are. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I one thing that just amazes me about laundry detergent being scented is that I can smell laundry detergent on people's clothing. And why would a manufacturer want to clash with somebody's personal choice to wear perfume or not? And, you know, just from an aesthetic viewpoint. So anyway, we need to go to break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Mary Allen from Savvy Green, and their website is savvygreen.net. You can go there and find out all about their cleaning products, but we're going to talk about them right about after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mary Allen. She's the co-owner of Savvy Green LLC with Rita Knorr. They're in St. Petersburg, Florida, and their website is savvygreen.net, where you can go and find out more about all the products we're about to talk about. And you can also order them online, because I think that they're only in our stores locally here in Florida. Is that correct?
Actually, we have, believe it or not, we do have great co-op in Chicago that we're selling Savvy Green. We have two or three stores in New York City that we're selling Savvy Green. We're in North Carolina, Maryland, Tennessee. So we're in a few stores, you know, around the Southeast and Northeast, and we're, you know, working on expanding.
Well, if you don't find it in your local store, you can ask them for it, and maybe they'll put them on the shelves, because they really are very good products. Now, so tell us about it. Tell us first about the packaging, because I know that that's really important to your company.
It is very important, because when, you know, when Rita first started giving the gifts in the glass jars, we thought, wow, glass jars are very expensive, and you know, as you expand and want to ship, they could be a problem with shipping, heavy, and it could be cost prohibitive, you know, for us to put the laundry detergent in. So
well, also a thing about glass, you were talking about not shipping water because of the extra cost of energy usage and pollution generated by that. Because glass is so heavy, it also adds to that same shipping problem of additional pollution produced by glass. So where it's very non-toxic for people to use, if something else could be used for a container, it's better for, it reduces the amount of pollution that goes out into the environment.
Right. And so for us to come up with a packaging of our own, you know, living in Florida, most powdered laundry detergents we were seeing, you know, always came in a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't really reseal a cardboard box. And in Florida, with our humidity, well, guess what? You know, a lot of powdered laundry detergents in the cardboard box would end up clumping because, you know,
right.
Moisture would get into the box. So we were thinking, well, you know, to come up with just another cardboard box just didn't make sense. So, you know, we started looking around for what could be an alternative to a cardboard box, and we started thinking of using, you know, a flexible pouch. But we didn't want to use any flexible pouch because clearly that's plastic, but and started doing more research and found a brand new innovative product that companies were beginning to use called HDPE number 2, high density polyethylene, and it's something that could actually be recycled with mm-hmm. other plastic bags and products in, you know, in the mainstream of recycling. And so that really interested us. And especially since our film is, comes from recycled material. And then any of the scraps from our packaging are then recycled. So we did some research and found, you know, some companies that did this HDPE number 2 pouch and took it from there. Of course, we had to have a great zipper because we wanted it to reseal every time. Since we're both really into details, so many packages that you get after a few tries just don't close anymore. So we wanted to have a great zip closure. And so all of these things increased our price just a little bit. But we think, you know, that this attention to detail really gives us, you know, a high value product. And so that's how the package was born. And the other thing that's important about our package, I can tell you, is use water-based inks, and it's a matte finish, so it's really important to us. We wanted it to look very natural and clean-looking, and so the water-based inks that are used, they can be reused again, you know, as they're doing the printing process. So
that's
there's
wonderful, yeah.
Very little, if any, waste in our printing process.
And the ink doesn't smell on the package either.
Correct. And it's just really one layer. Our package is a little thicker than most. It gives us, you know, a little better moisture barrier, you know, so to speak, to keep the product from clumping. And so, you know, that improves shelf life, and then it also improves it from any, you know, damage to the product. We do get a little bit of wrinkling because, you know, the product is a little thicker than most, but it's a tough package, and it is recyclable, which we're very proud of, and because of that, you know, we've actually won a few awards for our packaging, so we're pretty excited about that, especially as a new company.
Yes, that's very good. It's very good. It's very easy to just sit it on. It also stands up really well. Even though it's a pouch, it stands up with the folds on the bottom of it. It stands up really well. I can just easily unzip it and easily re-zip it after I use it. It has no, the product itself has no fragrance. the plastic package has no outgassing of, from the inks or from the plastic. And it's just, you just did a really good job with that part of it.
Thank you so much. And we, the other thing about the, it is a stand-up pouch. And what's so great about it is it takes up so much less space than so many other packages. It also is easy for people to pick up and hold. You know, a lot of heavy car, we wanted something that, you know, first of all, we really wanted an ultra-concentrated powder because, you know, Rita's product, you really don't need to use very much, you know, a tablespoon, yeah. You know, or
right.
less, and, you know, you're good to go. So we didn't want to overdose. We didn't want to include any directions that would cause you to overdose on using your detergent. And it's really easy to hold and pick up. It feels good in your hand. And we've gotten a lot of compliments from a lot of people because of that, because it is easy to hold and pick up and takes up mm-hmm. less space.
Yeah, it does. It does all those things. We need to go to break in just a few seconds. So when we come back, I want you to tell us all about you have three products, and I want you to describe each one of them so our listeners get an idea of what you have.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and my guest today is Mary Allen, co-owner of Savvy Green with her partner Rita Knorr. And their website is savvygreen.net. And we'll be right back. If you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and my guest today is Mary Allen, co-owner of Savvy Green with Rita Knorr. And their website is savvygreen.net. So tell us about your products.
Currently, Deborah, we have three products, our powdered laundry detergent, powdered dishwasher detergent, and an oxygen brightening powder. We're in our same package, resealable pouch, and all are super concentrated. Clearly, we wanted to be able to use one small scoop, and so the scoop is included in every package. But the laundry detergent is actually all of our products are phosphate-free, chlorine-free, fragrance-free. The laundry detergent has 108 standard washes. It's just slightly under a tablespoon that you use, and it really works. I've been using that product for quite a while, so it's biodegradable. It's great for sensitive people with sensitive skin. It's safe for babies and babies' diapers. It's safe for delicate fabrics. We don't recommend using softeners. You know, in some cases, you might have to, you know, if you have large loads, you might have to use, you know, 1.5 or 2 scoops. But in general, from everything I've heard, we really get, you know, the number of washes really works because of the super concentration. You really don't need that much, and we don't leave any residue. The product leaves no residue, which is so terrific. In the dishwasher detergent, the same, no residue. Ultra-concentrated, you get 80 loads out of our dishwashing detergent. And then in the oxygen brightening powder, that's basically a non-chlorine bleach, and you can use anywhere from, you know, 1/2 scoop to 3 scoops depending on what you're using. It's a great destainer and deodorizer. You can use it in your laundry as a laundry booster. You can use it alone to soak in a, you know, to soak things in a bucket or in the sink to help remove stains. And so currently those are our three items. We will be coming out with the single-dose packs in the fall in laundry and dishwasher detergent. So we're really excited about that as well. And those are the three products. And, of course, just FYI on the laundry detergent, it is good for front and top-loading machines, which is great. So it works great in both cold and warm water. So I can say that they really do work. My family uses them, and we get great reviews from the family. You know that you have right. a good product.
Right. So can you tell us what the ingredients are in each of those products?
Oh, sure. So in the laundry detergent, we have sodium carbonate, which is basically washing soda. We also have sodium metasilicate, which is a drying agent. It's more or less a, it's a detergent. It's a mineral-based detergent. And then we also have Para-2 detergent, which is a detergent. And so those are the three ingredients in the laundry detergent. It's very, very clean, very organic, mineral-based items in our detergent. And it's mostly washing soda.
Definitely. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very simple ingredients. And really, that's all you need. It doesn't leave chemicals in your clothes like some other products. It actually cleans your clothes, so you don't need a fragrance to mask,
cleaning. Now, my clothes seem very clean when I wash them, and it doesn't seem like they have anything in them. They just are very clean. So what's in the dishwasher detergent?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Dishwashing detergent is much more complicated because of the food that you have to get out of your dishes, and let me just make sure I'm reading these right now. Let's remember that I'm not a chemist, Deborah.
It's okay.
So if I don't pronounce something right, you chemists that are watching this, please forgive me. But our ingredients in the dishwashing detergent are soda ash or sodium carbonate, just like our laundry detergent. It's the base, sodium citrate, sodium sulfate, sodium metasilicate, sodium percarbonate, alcohol ethoxylate, silica, sodium polyacrylate, protease and amylase enzymes, fatty alcohol polyglycol ether, and then the sodium methyl glycol disuccinate. All of these ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals. They are either a water softener or a detergent. The enzymes actually are produced from living organisms, and they're like catalysts that in the detergent that help remove stains. They break down the starches and the proteins in the food, that may be left on your dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But sodium carbonate, its main use is for a water softener. Sodium citrate does the softening as well. So many of these ingredients are basically to soften the water so that they can get clean. Things like sodium sulfate and silica, they're actually used as for anti-clumping. They keep the powder from clumping. And let's see, what did I forget here? The fatty alcohol polyglycol ether, that's a rinse aid, to keep your glasses and dishes from spotting. So all of these things are sourced from U.S. companies in our dishwashing detergent.
Good,
but it's
good.
A very complicated, I found, to get a dishwashing detergent that's super concentrated, that cleans your dishes, that doesn't leave the residues. And our dishwashing detergent, I believe is really terrific.
Well, I don't have a dishwasher, which is why I haven't tried yours. Your dishwashing detergent. But I know that early on when I was trying to find homemade recipes for all these things, because products like yours didn't exist 30 years ago, it was really hard to find something that I could wash my dishes using my dishwasher that I did have at the time. And I just went to washing my dishes by hand, because you can just use regular plain old soap to wash your dishes by hand. And I've been doing that now for more than 30 years, and I'm just accustomed to doing it that way. But we don't have to have, I'm not saying that people shouldn't buy your product if they have a dishwasher, but I don't think we need to have a machine to do everything.
Right.
I have a washing machine, because it's really hard to wash clothes.
Yeah, right.
It's really hard to wash clothes by hand. And then, hang them up on the dryer and on the clothesline and stuff. So I do have a washer and a dryer. But for dishes, I just wash them by hand with soap. So tell us. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say I used to do most of my dishes by hand as well. But, I found that I actually, over time, was
I think you may use actually less water by using your dishwasher more. And if you can find something that's an efficient cleaner, it really makes a difference. And so I started using my dishwasher once I found a product that I liked. And then with our dishwashing detergent, you can still use a rich rinse agent, you know, to, you know, as you normally would. And then our oxygen brightening powder is basically two ingredients. It's sodium percarbonate and, again, sodium carbonate. So both are cleaning, softening agents, but sodium percarbonate is, I guess, the best way to say it's a non-chlorine bleach. It whitens, it brightens, right. It cleans. It's a great product. And this oxygen brightening powder is terrific and has so many uses. So I just, you know, it's not a proprietary formula. A lot of different companies have an oxygen brightening powder, but we felt like it was important for us to get one out there because
to go with your detergent.
Because it goes with our detergent, right. And it really helps clean, and you don't need a, you know, liquid stain removers. It does the job.
Yep. Well, we've only got about just over a minute left. So are there any final things that you'd like to say that we haven't covered?
I can just say that we are looking to expand into more stores. We're, you know, obviously a new company. And so hopefully people will check our website out and follow us as we grow. And please do tell your local stores about Savvy Green. And Deborah, just appreciate you being so interested in our company and hearing more about our products.
Thank you so much. So that was Mary Allen, and her website is savvygreen.net. Remember the net. It's not savvygreen.com. It's savvygreen.net. And go check out their website and find out all about their products. And if they don't carry them at your local store, then you can ask your store, tell them about it, and see if they'll stock it for you. I really like this laundry product. It just really gets my clothes clean, and it has... I have used some other natural ones that have their own natural fragrances, but this one absolutely has no fragrance, smell, odor, anything about it. So if you're looking for something fragrance-free that works and is all natural, this is it. So you've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can find out more about other shows and listen to the archives by going to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.